WFAE's Sarah D'Elia has extensively reported on the process the Charlotte Diocese went through to produce its list of credibly accused clergy through a four-part series called The List. She also spoke to victims of clergy on the list the diocese released today and to watchdogs who aim to hold dioceses throughout the country accountable. Sarah joins us now. Sarah, we just heard from the Vicar General, Father Patrick Winslow, in Steve's piece. You also spoke to him last summer when he discussed what would be on the list. Is this what was expected?
I would say yes and no. The diocese did produce what appears to be a comprehensive list of names of accused clergy. Now, these are clergy who have been credibly accused of abusing minors. So you won't see the names of clergy who have had credible accusations against them that involved adults, like Monsignor Mo West, the former Vicar General of the Charlotte Diocese. The list produced by the diocese does include pictures of the accused. If the individual is included on another list produced by another diocese, information on the accusation and if there was some kind of legal case. But while the Charlotte Diocese chose to include locations where the individual served, it did not provide the years of those assignments. The watchdog group bishopaccountability.org, which tracks lists released from dioceses, says that is out of line with best practices because the assignment years are necessary to understand the problems in a priest's career history and to see when he was on leave and or possibly in treatment.
So did the diocese produce what it said it was going to do?
Well, one big point the diocese made throughout the whole course of this year was that the list was going to include the names of anyone who at any point served in the Charlotte Diocese and had a credible accusation found against them. The Charlotte Diocese made a special tab to include those people, but did not include all of them in the list of 14 individuals' names. So, for example, if you click on this Accused Elsewhere tab, you'll see Robert E. Spangenberg's name. He was named in the Pennsylvania Attorney General Grand Jury's report for alleged sexual abuse of at least two minors in the 1980s in Pittsburgh. At one point in his career, he served at Sacred Heart Catholic Mission in Wadesboro and St. James Catholic Church in Hamlet, North Carolina. But because there were no documented accusations when he worked in North Carolina, the Charlotte Diocese did not include him on its list, but rather on this separate Accused Elsewhere tab.
Are there names that some would say are missing from this list, or names you've heard people mention that some victims expected to be named?
Well, the Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, released a statement today saying it believes the Charlotte list is incomplete. SNAP says there were several names it was disappointed weren't listed. BishopAccountability.org also weighed in on the list and pointed out that the Charlotte Diocese named five priests not previously known to have credible accusations. But in BishopAccountability.org's opinion, left off at least nine priests. In its press release, BishopAccountability.org said, quote, "It is surprising that a list which took so long to research and publish would be missing so many names." Charlotte attorney Seth Langson, who has been skeptical of the diocese's process of accumulating this list, also considers it incomplete. The diocese has set up a new victims hotline for survivors to call, but Langston urges survivors to seek help elsewhere.
That would be the last thing that I think a victim should do. A victim want to contact the police, contact an attorney, but don't keep it in-house with the diocese. Documents could disappear. Not saying they do, but it won't help any independent investigation if you go to them.
Your reporting revealed that the information on lists varied greatly by diocese. How does this list compare to others?
The Charlotte Diocese definitely chose to include information that not all dioceses do. Pictures of the accused, assignment locations, the date the accused was ordained, and if they were a diocesan or ordered priest. But it did not include the years with the assignment histories, and that's problematic according to bishopaccountability.org. It also didn't count in its list those credibly accused who worked within the Charlotte Dioceses at the time it was the Raleigh Diocese. Remember, the Charlotte Diocese wasn't formed until 1972. And it did not include in its list those who were credibly accused who worked within the Charlotte Diocese at one point, but the abuse took place outside the Charlotte Diocese.
From your reporting, what did you learn about why the list is so important to victims?
It's validation that this horrible thing they endured is being acknowledged in some way. And it may also give other survivors the strength to come forward and share their stories to know they aren't alone in the abuse they survived.
That was WFAE's Sarah D'Elia. She hosted, produced, and reported WFAE's series, The List.